Assistant Director General for Africa Region at FAO, Mr. Bukar Tijani. Good morning.
Morning.
This is your first regional conference for Africa as the main organizer. The Regional Office for Africa is organizing with the government of Tunisia. Mr. Tijani, what do you feel at this stage?
Thank you. Well, what I feel at this stage is that this conference, the Africa Regional Conference, is a major event in Africa. For FAO, it is one of the governing body conferences. And I would say that the government of Tunisia has given all its support and backing to us to make sure that the preparations and the conference is conducted in a very normal way. I have sent out invitations to all the 54 African countries, even though the countries, 47 countries in sub-Saharan Africa are the key. We have confirmation from 51 countries within Africa and 11 more countries which are partners of Africa and FAO. And I believe so far the conference is on course. The civil society organizations in Africa have held their meeting, precedes the conference, and the meeting went very well. And we're expecting also to hear from them what their suggestions are on what FAO could do, what could move Africa forward. And the conference will continue with the meeting of senior officials from across Africa so that it can prepare for the ministerial session.
The role of the youth is a central theme and topic in this conference. What do we really expect?
What we expect from this conference is that the theme of the conference itself is really to support youth in different endeavors of agriculture. But then we have to be very precise. We have to also be pulling youth into agriculture, because agriculture is seen as a traditional historical culture and not as farming or as enterprise or as business. So to pull our youth, who will definitely have to be in agriculture because it's big business all over the world, we are saying that this conference should address how youth can benefit, how youth will be informed, sensitized, to be looking at agribusiness, agri-based entrepreneurship within the products of agriculture, that is crops, livestock, fishery, forest products, and the value chain activities related to it, including technologies, communication, ICT, everything that could attract youth into it, because it's big money. And lastly, Africa as a continent, after the Davos meeting of January this year, has already been determined that 7 out of the 10 fastest growing economies is in Africa. And this is the time for Africa to take advantage of this. And this is the time for youth to take advantage of this, because the future of Africa or any generation lies in the youth. And that is why I'm calling on youth to come into agribusiness so that you can have employment generation, wealth creation, incomes within agriculture across Africa.
Mr. Tijani, if you had one message, what would that be?
My one message is this is time for Africa. The whole globe is looking at Africa for support, especially in the agricultural sector. And this is to do with employment generation, wealth creation, agribusiness, incomes, GDP rises within the continent from different countries. And as it is now, Africa is poised to produce all of its food, fiber, industrial byproducts, and everything that could come to support it to be sustainable, to be food and nutrition sustainable.